Angela Davis first came to the nation's attention in the late 1960s. Noted for her association with the militant activist group, the Black Panthers, and her membership in the Communist Party. In October of 1969, it was that political affiliation that became the center of controversy at UCLA, where she was an assistant professor of philosophy. Here's NBC News Archive.
Yesterday was the first day of the fall term at UCLA, and philosophy professor Angela Davis was on her way to teach her first class. Amid controversy, for Miss Davis admitted that she is a member of the Communist Party, and the regents who run the university decided because of that she should not be allowed to teach.
The regents did fire Davis, with then-Governor Ronald Reagan voting with the majority and trying to downplay her firing as strictly for professional reasons.
Academic freedom does not include attacks on other faculty members or on the administration of the university or speaking to incite trouble on other campuses. Now, I think once again, in this particular case, we're talking simply about an issue of whether to hire or not.
After her firing, Davis delivered a speech to the UCLA student body, where she defended the inclusion of her political ideology in her classroom teachings.
My position is that knowledge has to transcend the immediate political reality for one purpose, for the purpose of transforming it, for the purpose of setting the stage for the elimination of human suffering and misery, for the abolition of racism, for the creation of a society which reflects the interests of the people who constitute that society. And I suppose this was why the regents fired me.
The excerpt comes from the UCLA Communication Studies Archive. There were other controversies involving Davis, including her time on the FBI's Most Wanted Fugitive list before her arrest on charges related to the killings of four people, including a judge, in a 1970 shootout at the Marin County, California courthouse. Prior to her trial and acquittal, the Free Angela Davis campaign organized support networks across the nation, including one in the early 1970s in Pensacola, where at least one rally was held at Pensacola Junior College.
Most people know her as a rather radical activist who was especially active during the 60s and 70s.
Taylor Wilbanks is co-president of the Women's Studies Collective, which is presenting the 14th Annual Women's Studies Conference today at UWF. She says they sought Dr. Davis to be keynote speaker primarily for her work as a very prominent feminist theorist and scholar.
We admire her work not only as an activist, but as a scholar. And so we were kind of inspired to bring her just because we read her in a lot of our classes. And so we thought that it would be a really, really amazing opportunity to be able to bring her here for our students and for the larger community.
Davis's academic career has included stints as professor of ethnic studies at San Francisco State University. She also was professor in the history of consciousness and feminist studies departments at the University of California, Santa Cruz, where she is now distinguished professor emerita. In 1994, Angela Davis was appointed the University of California Presidential Chair in African American and Feminist Studies. Because of Davis's accomplishments and high profile, Wilbanks says getting her to come here was not easy.
We secured her through a lot of hard work and a lot of long nights and a lot of support from our faculty sponsors and our collective members. We were just very, very persistent in We weren't going to give up until we got her, and we got her. We were able to negotiate with her and arrange her coming to the conference.
This could not have happened without the support of our two faculty sponsors, Dr. Catherine Romack and Dr. Susan Walsh.
That's Women's Studies Collective co-president Becca Namyak.
They were just instrumental in helping us get Dr. Davis here and advised us on how to approach Dr. Davis.
Over the years, Davis has continued to speak out against racism, sexism, and what she calls the prison industrial complex, as well as in support of gay rights and other social justice movements. The title of her talk today at UWF is Feminism and Abolitionism in the 21st Century. Again, Taylor Wilbanks.
So she will be speaking at UWF about feminism and what it means to be an activist in the 21st century. So because this is the Women's Studies Conference, her talk there will be primarily focused on women's and gender studies more broadly.
Davis's speech is set to begin at 5 in the UWF Conference Center. It's open to the public and there's no charge to attend, but registration is required. Dr. Davis will discuss economic, racial, and gender injustice, as well as social problems facing the nation at a larger community lecture tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Hagler Auditorium on the campus of Pensacola State College. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.